Jasmine Cooper, you're co-president of the Afropunk Fest. Lou Constance Desportes, you're in charge of the Afropunk.com website. Marco Prince, otherwise known as FFF.
Yeah, you are, the singer of the band, yes.
You're the singer of the band, and you'll be performing here in the Afro Punk Fest, Paris Festival.
Yeah, with a lot of joy, actually.
Good. Welcome, all three of you, to the programme.
Thank you for having us.
Afropunk, what does it mean, Jocelyn?
What does Afropunk mean? Well, Afropunk means different things for different people. But for me, it's a community and a platform. It's a platform for creativity, both in music and art and in culture. And we produce festivals that are the physical celebrations of the community. So Lou is like the captain of the ship for our online community. And then we produce these events where people come together to listen to music and to eat food and make beautiful art and to dress up and show their stylish best and their individuality. So,
but to what extent is it Black culture?
You know, it is a definite celebration of Black excellence and Black culture. Afropunk is for everyone. We don't exclude anyone.
Okay, you don't have to be Black to come. I mean, it's really, on the contrary.
You definitely don't. On the contrary, you do not have to be Black to come. But it is a celebration of who we are as Black people across the diaspora. And I think that's important. That doesn't mean that we exclude anyone. It just means that we celebrate ourselves. Mm-hmm. And we have very few spaces where we do celebrate ourselves, and Afropunk is it.
Marco, you have Togolese, Beninese roots.
And French.
You're French.
Sure.
Yeah, born and bred in France, mm-hmm. with African ancestry.
Definitely.
How important is it for you to be performing in a festival of this kind? And
You know, I discovered the festival in Brooklyn like 5 or 7 years ago, and I was like desperately wanted to play, and I was wishing that one day it will happen to France. So, Jocelyn, thank you for that, you know, because in France, you know, we definitely have an Afropunk community from a long time ago, actually, you know. For example, for me, Fela Kuti was already a punk, you know, like the...
In terms of the attitude.
You know? The attitude, the improvisation, the subversivity.
Yeah, the way you subverted the culture, yeah.
Exactly, you know. For me, I think it's a state of mind, and obviously a state of mind coming from the Black roots, but you don't have to be Black to have... To have culture.
And so why did you want FFF, the band, to take part?
I think FFF stands for everything that Afropunk is, all of our hardness and softness and energy and...
It's difficult to see, but I'm blushing.
Wouldn't you say, Lou?
Yeah.
What about the public, the kind of people that are coming to Afropunk here in Paris? Who are they?
I would say that the public is pretty young, but in fact, we have a mix of generations, a mix of origins, and the Black community in Paris is pretty diverse, actually. Many African people, Caribbean people, many born and bred in France, too. So it's a mix of all of that. It's a happy mix of all these people who basically come together and celebrate themselves and their culture.
Yeah. And the LGBT community is important.
Your slogans, you say things like, no sexism, no racism, no ableism, no ageism, no homophobia, no fatphobia, no transphobia, no hatefulness. I mean, this is a dream world that you're trying to create in the space of 2 days.
No? These are the rules. You know, we put the rules on the stage.
Yeah,
when you come, this is a free space. This is a space where everyone should come and feel comfortable. That's what it's about.
Now, the festival itself was founded in 2005 in Brooklyn,
yes.
And Paris was the first city outside of the United States to have Afropunk Fest. Why Paris? Why did you come to France?
We came to France because Lou lives in France. And we came to France because...
Because we need it.
Because we have a community here who really wants Afropunk. Mm-hmm. And we came to France because the culture here is just magnificent and wonderful, and we wanted to celebrate the art and the musicians that are here and celebrate the food that is here and everything that we are.
So a word about the musicians, apart from Marco FFF, who's going to be performing. Who else can we hear? Lou?
You can expect to see Yacine B, who's also known as Mos Def, mm-hmm. Macy Gray, who else do we have this year? We have so many
new bands
great
like
artists.
Chege,
yeah.
Aurora.
It's a mix of new bands and well-known artists from the community.
Say someone like Macy Gray, Laura and Vula, great singers, but they don't strike me as punk. In what respect are they?
That's probably because to us, punk is more of a state of mind, as Marco was saying. No rules. So basically, it's about self-expression, and we're not trying to put people in boxes. So it's really about the spirit of freedom, rebellion, and
DIY.
DIY,
and
passion.
Do-it-yourself improvisation and creativity is like, sounds good, no?
Yeah. Do you think we're losing that a little bit in other festivals?
Definitely, we're lucky with FFF. We are like booked in many festivals for the time, and it's like very restricted areas, restricted big rules, you know. And sometimes I think that you lose the pure essence of what should be a festival.
A festival should be a bit of spontaneity.
Well, yeah, monsieur. Mm.
You're organizing the first edition of Afropunk on the African continent this year, Johannesburg.
Yes.
South Africa.
Yes.
Was South Africa an obvious choice? Did you have to sort of get into the African continent via South Africa? In other words, an English-speaking country which already has a strong festival culture?
It has a strong festival culture. It has a lot of infrastructure, and it also has a community that wanted us there. But I can tell you that we went to Abidjan because I really love... going to Cote d'Ivoire, and I love the Ivory Coast, and I want to go there and have a festival there. We went to Togo to check it out, so we're hoping to be in French-speaking Africa very soon.
Okay, we'll look forward to it. We'll have to end it there, but it was lovely speaking to you all, Marco, Lou, and Jocelyne, all involved in this year's Afropunk Fest here in Paris. Thank you.
Thank
Merci
you.
Beaucoup.